Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 24th of May, 2026, at 18:33 Israel time, 15:33 UTC. Trump says Iran deal largely negotiated as Hezbollah drone hits northern Israel and IDF dismantles tunnel, May 24th, 15:33 UTC, 18:33 Israel evening edition. Bottom line up front, President Trump announced a U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal is largely negotiated, while a Hezbollah explosive drone detonated in northern Israel without injuries and the IDF dismantled a 100-meter Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon. Israel expressed deep concerns over the emerging deal's nuclear terms, and Bahrain sentenced 9 to life for IRGC-linked terror plots. The proposed 60-day truce would halt hostilities and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but Israeli officials warn it postpones nuclear dismantlement and does not commit Iran to exporting its enriched uranium stockpile. Netanyahu, in a call with Trump, insisted Israel retains freedom of action in Lebanon and that any final deal must dismantle Iran's nuclear program. Iran executed a man convicted of espionage during the current war, the first such execution of the conflict. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the details of the framework remain contested. A senior Iranian source told Reuters that Tehran has not agreed to hand over its highly enriched uranium, contradicting the Israeli readout of Trump's assurances. Iran's President Pezeshkian said Tehran is ready to reassure the world it is not seeking nuclear arms, while Mohsen Rezai, advisor to Supreme Leader Khamenei, said Iran's fighters and negotiators are both managing the war and that the US will not return to its former status in the Middle East. A senior Iranian commander warned of a hellish response to any new aggression. On the sanctions front, the deal would see the US lift some sanctions, enabling Iran to trade oil, but Iranian sources claim the Strait of Hormuz will not return to pre-war status and Iran will maintain oversight. The IRGC Navy reported permitting 33 commercial vessels through the strait in the past 24 hours. Separately, Iran executed Mohtab Akian for sharing information on Iran's defense capabilities, bringing the number of political prisoners executed since March to 37. In Lebanon, the IDF located and destroyed a Hezbollah underground tunnel approximately 100 meters long with four hideout rooms in the Mount Dov area, with troops from the 810th Mountains Regional Brigade operating under the 210th Division. The IDF also issued evacuation warnings for six villages and towns in southern Lebanon ahead of airstrikes targeting Hezbollah. While Israeli strikes were reported on Zotar, Al-Sharqiya, Arab Salim, Dawair, Jebshet, Aba, and the area between Sofor and Libajay. Hezbollah's Al-Manar cited Israeli Channel 12 reporting that soldiers feel like sitting ducks in a shooting range due to Hezbollah's drone attacks. Hezbollah Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem is scheduled to deliver a speech at 18:30 Beirut time on Resistance and Liberation Day. In Gaza, the IDF struck and dismantled three Hamas weapon storage facilities in the central strip over the past 24 hours, containing anti-tank missiles, long-range weapons, RPGs, vests, and other equipment. Earlier in the week, an additional Hamas weapons depot was destroyed. Three people, including a one-year-old child, were reportedly killed in an Israeli strike, though the IDF did not comment on that specific incident. For the third consecutive year, Israel has blocked Gaza Muslims from performing the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. On the multilateral track, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said significant progress has been made, but work remains, and that the world may get good news in the coming hours regarding the strait and a process to address nuclear ambitions. An Iranian source told Tasnim that disagreements over one or two clauses of the memorandum persist, accusing Washington of creating obstacles. Axios reported that the Supreme Leader has agreed to the broad framework, but a US official said the deal is not expected to be signed on Sunday. Pakistan's army chief continues to mediate in Tehran. France banned Israeli far-right minister Itamar Ben-Gvir following his behavior against arrested Gaza flotilla activists. Elsewhere in the region, a Bahrain court sentenced 9 defendants to life in prison and 2 others to 3 years for collaborating with Iran's IRGC to carry out hostile and terrorist acts, including gathering information on sensitive sites and facilitating financial transfers. In Syria, an Israeli patrol stormed civilian houses in Jubata al-Kashad in Quneitra countryside, arresting a young man, while 3 Israeli tanks advanced into the al-Dariat area for an inspection tour before withdrawing. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The tempo of Hezbollah-Israel kinetic exchanges is flattening compared to the prior 7 days. Earlier windows saw multiple drone impacts and casualties, including a soldier killed on May 24 morning. Today's single drone detonation without injuries and a tunnel dismantlement suggest a tactical lull. Israeli strikes continue across southern Lebanon, yet evacuation warnings for 6 towns indicate a shift toward pre-planned targeting rather than reactive escalation. This plateau may reflect both sides calibrating ahead of a potential US-Iran ceasefire announcement. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a story of imminent diplomatic breakthrough, framing the deal as largely negotiated and promising Strait of Hormuz reopening. Israeli officials are counter-framing it as a very bad deal that postpones nuclear dismantlement, leaking their concerns to Israeli media. Iran's camp, via IRNA and Mehr, emphasizes sovereignty over the strait and denies agreeing to uranium handover, while Hezbollah's Al-Manar amplifies Israeli soldier grievances to project resilience. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest on nuclear terms. No verifiable text exists, yet both sides claim the other has conceded. The Israeli framing is winning in Western outlets, but the Iranian narrative dominates regional Arabic media. And the synthesis. The emerging US-Iran deal is not a ceasefire, but a mutual pause to rearm and renegotiate leverage. The pattern of Hezbollah reducing drone tempo while Israel dismantles tunnels and issues evacuation warnings suggests both are clearing the battlefield for a post-deal status quo, not ending hostilities. The execution of an alleged spy in Iran and life sentences for IRGC-linked operatives in Bahrain signal that both Tehran and its adversaries are hardening internal security for a prolonged standoff. A counter-reading is that the deal genuinely de-escalates. However, the absence of any nuclear dismantlement timeline and Israel's public alarm indicate the core conflict drivers remain unresolved, making this a tactical interlude rather than a strategic shift. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. 3 indicators to watch. First, check Flight Radar 24 for any unusual military cargo flights into Bandar Abbas or Chabahar in the next 48 hours, as a surge could signal Iranian repositioning ahead of a deal signing. Second, review Sentinel-1 SAR imagery of the Strait of Hormuz, orbit 174. Next, pass around May 25th at 2:30 UTC for changes in IRGC Navy small boat clustering or commercial vessel queues. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Middle East Spectator for posting cadence on Hezbollah drone launch claims, as a spike often precedes a larger salvo. Now, the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, the US and Iran will announce a 60-day ceasefire framework, but without a signed final agreement. Hezbollah will not launch a major drone salvo of more than five drones into Israel before May 26th at 23:59 UTC. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 31 with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a retaliatory drone strike, causing IDF casualties in response to the tunnel dismantlement with low confidence. Before May 27, Israel will conduct a deep strike on an Iranian nuclear facility, citing the deal's failure to address enrichment, also with low confidence. By May 26, the IRGC Navy will seize a US-flagged commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, claiming it violated Iranian oversight with low confidence. That concludes this SI trip. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.